What's up, everyone? Rob here from the Big Red Express. I hope you guys are doing well. It is going to be an interesting episode. It's going to be actually a little bit shorter than normal. But first off, guys, thank you guys so much for downloading the podcast this week. If you haven't done so already, head on over to iTunes and press the download button. Press the subscribe button, because that's the best way to get every single episode that we publish every single Wednesday directly delivered to your device absolutely free. And the reason we can do it absolutely free is because we've got some sponsors and to people that support this podcast every single week for your enjoyment. And you know what? There's a lot of things going on. We're going to talk about Are You Fit? Got a little correction about the USA Functional Fitness and the IF3 things that I mentioned last week. Going to mention a little bit of that. And of course, the team series that starts today. That's right. It starts on September 20th, which is today. So we're going to be talking about all that and more. But first, got to get down to some business. Guys, go check us out on Facebook, The Big Red Express. Just search there. Give us a like. We're going to be doing some giveaways in the coming weeks, whether it's Stance Socks, whether it's some Reebok Nanos, maybe even some Metcons. But nonetheless, we are going to be doing some giveaways in the very near future. So make sure you guys go check that out. Go check us out on Instagram at @big_red_express. That is the best way. We post so much stuff on Instagram, probably more than even Facebook or Twitter. So make sure you guys go check us out on Instagram. And that's where you're going to kind of get what's going on with us, where we're at, how we're doing, and how you guys can get involved with the Big Red Express. And of course, how I'm doing in general as well. Guys, got to get down to some business and talk to you about our sponsors and the great people that support this podcast every single week. Got to give a huge shout out to RX Pro Shop. They're located in front of CrossFit Chesapeake. They were at Are You Fit this past weekend. They are absolutely incredible. They got the largest selection of Stance Socks, not just in the Hampton Roads area, but pretty much in the entire East Coast. Make sure you guys go check them out on Instagram at RX Pro Shop, on Facebook as well, RX Pro Shop. They are incredible. They've got supplements, they got energy drinks, man. They are absolutely, I love them. I love Jeff and Tracy. They've been with us since for such a long time. Go check them out, RX Pro Shop. Also got to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road inside that Sunoco gas station. They've got chimichangas, burritos, tacos, nachos. They are open from Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. They've got, it's the best spot to go eat Tuesday through Sunday in Hampton Roads. Go check them out, Burrito Perdido, there on Instagram, Facebook, and of course on Twitter as well. Could not go without mentioning the Ben Smith Blueprint. It is the program that I do every single day. It is the programming that I've been doing since I started CrossFit back in 2012. Ben Smith has established a way that you can train just like him, just like one of the top CrossFit athletes in the sport ever of CrossFit. Go check him out, the Ben Smith Blueprint. Go over to CrossFitKrypton.com for more information, or go check them out on Instagram at the Ben Smith Blueprint. Use that hashtag, the Ben Smith Blueprint, as well if you do any of this programming. Guys, we're going to kind of jump right into it. We want to give you a huge thank you and congratulations to every athlete, every person that was there this weekend at Are You Fit. Man, I loved that event. Whether it's, you know, there are certain events that I look forward to every year. I started doing this event when in its first year, 2 years ago in 2015. It was actually the first year that I ever started emceeing. So this was one of the first events that I ever did. And it's got really a special place in my heart. And it will always have a special place kind of in the hearts of athletes and people all over the place here at Hampton Roads. It's been so much fun to do that from year to year. I really do love doing it every single week, and I love being able to be a part of the community, be a part of the Hampton Roads CrossFit community, because it's such a special bond that not only we have that I have as an MC with the athletes, but also the surrounding areas have as well. And it's such a cool atmosphere. As you guys can probably tell, my voice is still a little hoarse, still recovering from this past weekend, Are You Fit? But got to give a huge shout out. I did it on our Facebook page at the Big Red Express, but cannot thank Jason Fernandez enough. and Cassidy Belinsky for kind of keeping us on track all weekend long. They were my go-to guys all weekend long, and I cannot thank them enough. Thank you to Monster Energy. They helped us out so much. They helped me. It was great to get to know the people at Monster Energy. And they fueled us all weekend long. They kept the energy up and they really kept me going. I mean, if I needed something, if I needed some extra energy, just grabbed the Monster and was off to the races. But thank you so much to everyone that made Are You Fit this past weekend possible, whether it was the judges, the volunteers, and of course the athletes and spectators. We couldn't have this event if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you guys so much for making it in another memorable event, and one that I hope to be doing for every single year coming in the future. Got Super Fit Apex at CrossFit Inbar coming up this weekend, and I'm excited. It's one of my favorite events of the year. I love Super Fit events, but I love going down to Raleigh, North Carolina, and or Apex, North Carolina, or in that area, and checking it out. And it's at CrossFit Inbar, obviously a had a team at regionals this past year, one of the elite gyms in North Carolina. So excited to kind of go down there and MC that. I love Super Fit. I need to make a correction real quick. Something that I mentioned last week, of course, I just got back from Colorado a week and a half ago, and I was a part of the USA Functional Fitness National Championships next month, and really just over a month, or a month from today, we're going to be starting the World Championships. And you guys can go over to usafunctionalfitness.com or go like them on Facebook at USA Functional Fitness, as well as go to the IF3. They are taking donations. For every donation of $25 and above, you get your name put into a drawing to win a True Form runner. True Form has donated a International Functional Fitness True Form runner for them to raffle off. And all you got to do is donate $25 or more first. So for every $25 that you donate, your name gets put into the hat or put into the drawing for a True Form runner. It's, I think I said last week that it was an assault runner. It's actually a True Form runner. We want to thank True Form for donating that for the IF3 and for the United States Functional Fitness Federation. I'm really excited to kind of, on the lead up to that, kind of talk to you about the different athletes that I'm going to be encountering, my experience and how excited I am to really go and do that. So super excited to go out to California next month, but the next couple of weeks are going to be crazy, crazy busy. I've got Super Fit Apex in Cary, North Carolina, at CrossFit Embark this coming weekend. The weekend after that, I'm at Trident CrossFit, one of my favorite venues for Super Fits, for Team Super Fit DC. And then right after that, we head down to the Masters and Minors competition in the Outer Banks for the second straight year, and I'm excited to be a part of that. Man, that's one of my events that we did for the first time last year, and I'm excited to go back down there again this year. I do the Fit Kid Classic every year, but to have kind of the kids and then, of course, the Masters athletes compete together, it's a very cool feeling because you got a lot of, you know, kids and their parents competing with each other and competing against each other. And it's a fun thing. And it's a fun atmosphere to be a part of. Excited to go down to the CrossFit Outer Banks to be a part of that event one more year. Hopefully for many more years to come, as long as I'm still around here in the Hampton Roads area, which I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. So any event that's around here, if you guys are interested, just reach out to me. I'm very easy to get in touch with, whether it's Facebook, Instagram. If you want my number, just let me know and I'll give it to you. If you guys are interested in an MC that in this area or just really in the Mid-Atlantic, really anywhere in the country, if you want me to travel, I will travel. We can talk about details and all that stuff as it goes. But if you have an event, whether it's a CrossFit event, a fitness event, whether it's a race, whether it's just something that you want an MC to keep the energy high, to keep everything kind of in tune and keep things on time, let me know. I am your guy. I promise that it'll be the best money that you spend. And I've got references to back me up. So let me know if you guys need anyone to kind of do that. Guys, we're going to kind of get into kind of what's going on in CrossFit today. Starts, obviously, the CrossFit Team Series. And I know a lot of athletes are Really excited. It goes from today, September 20th, until October. I believe it's October 2nd. I believe they're going to announce the first workouts tomorrow. Nothing really has, you know, been announced yet for this year. Of course, we've had them the last couple of years. This year, it's a little bit different. It is actually pairs instead of teams of four, which I think is a little unique. It kind of it lends itself to more people can do it with their significant other, or, you know, really changes things up. And we are excited to have a team featuring the Big Red Express. Kayla Haney and Chaz Engel will be a part of Team Big Red Express for the CrossFit Team Series. We will be posting things about them constantly on Instagram, on Facebook. We're going to be hopefully doing some Facebook Live from CrossFit Takeover. So make sure you guys are paying close attention to our Facebook page and our Instagram page for all those updates. And, of course, hopefully going to have Chaz and Kayla on the podcast together sometime soon in the next coming weeks. Hopefully before or just after the CrossFit Open or the CrossFit Team Series season. As you guys, we also mentioned last week, and I think we talked about on our podcast a little bit, and we mentioned it definitely on Facebook, that this weekend they announced that the CrossFit Invitational is going to Melbourne, Australia, the home country of two of the fittest women, or the two fittest women on earth, Cara Webb and Tia Claire Toomey. Excited I'm not going to be a part of that, but excited to kind of cover that. It's going to be interesting to see how that works, especially with the time change. They're about 12 hours either ahead or behind. I'm not really sure. I want to say they're 12 hours ahead of us. But nonetheless, it's going to be fun. It's a different atmosphere, and I know they have a lot of fans, and they're excited to go over there, and it'll be fun to see who's going to represent the different, you know, regions, who's going to be part of Team Europe, Team Pacific, Team USA, and of course Team Canada, and if they decide to do more countries involved in that as well. I would love to see that. I'm excited to kind of to see how it works. And you know, there's so many athletes around this area and so many athletes in the world that I think it's a very cool thing that they're going to Australia for the first time. And I think a lot of people are like, okay, well, they'll never have the CrossFit Games outside of America or outside the Americas. I could see them doing it in Canada. That would not surprise me whatsoever. But it'll be interesting to see how things go in Australia and really how things develop from time to time. You know, could we see the CrossFit Games switch to a different country? We could. I'm not saying that it's never going to happen, but I think in order for the sport to grow and gain even more legitimacy, you need to, just like the Olympic Games or just like any world championships or anything like that, whatever you want to compare the CrossFit Games to, yes, the majority of the athletes come from America. But I think it would be very cool to have them in a different country. It doesn't even have to be, you know, around the America. You can move it up to Canada and have it. I think it would be great for any area. I would love to see it in a different country. I would love to see it up in Canada, somewhere different than the United States, even though I love it being in the United States just because it's easier for us fans as Americans. But can you imagine how difficult it is for all the fans and all the athletes that have family members and friends and people at their gym overseas, how difficult it is for the time change and things like that. So we'll be very interested to see how that works just from time to time. And you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to see kind of, you know, that's a whole new episode that we can talk about differently about will the CrossFit Games ever go to a different country? I don't know, but I wouldn't mind seeing it eventually. I think they love America and they love the USA because a lot of their fan base is here. Of course, broadcasting and things like that's a lot easier to do it inside the States and just kind of getting it out there. But I think CrossFit is becoming a big enough sport that even if you do have it in another country, you're still going to get people that will go to that other country as long as you give them maybe a year's notice or whatever. Plenty of time to make those plans for next year or the year following. Whenever they decide to make those plans, I'm excited to kind of see how the sport grows. But obviously, for the time being and for the near future, We're sticking to America. We're going to be in Madison for a few more years. And from everything that I've heard about Madison and how it went this year, the city loved it. The athletes loved it. The volunteers and judges loved it. And it seems like CrossFit really loved it and really just kind of took to it. You know, the entire city shut down for the CrossFit Games, which is a very cool and unique thing. Guys, that's going to do it for this episode of the Big Red Express. I know it's a little bit shorter than normal, but there's not really too much going on until, you know, today when we kick off the CrossFit team series. We're going to be updating you guys with the workouts and things like that. And of course, Team Big Red Express, Kayla Haney and Chaz Engel. Wish them luck below in the comments. Write us a review. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. And of course, go like us on all our social media. Go give some love to our sponsors. And of course, keep it locked into here. Every Wednesday, 11 a.m. is when the episode is going to be released. That's the best time to get every single episode. Go subscribe on iTunes, tune in, or Stitcher. Doesn't matter. Just do it. Thanks, guys, so much. Have a great rest of your week. We will talk to you next week. And I hope to see most of you down at CrossFit Embark this weekend. Have a good one, guys.